Today, we honor this nation's, no, this world's heroes. For those of you who honor those with whom you served, thank you. Thank you for continuing to tell the stories of our fallen brothers and our sisters, and for sharing with your countrymen the feats of greatness that you personally witnessed under circumstances that few could possibly comprehend. For those of you who are honoring your loved ones today, you have all of our fondest affections and sincerest gratitude. For today is not just a day to honor our fallen brothers and sisters, it is a day to honor their spouse, children, parents, siblings, and families. I've often called the military the best of us all, but they could not have fulfilled that role without all of you. Today, we stand in awe of your strength, your pain, your sacrifice, and the pride that must fill you up inside. We often say that all gave some, and some gave all. But the fallen didn't pay the ultimate sacrifice. Their loved ones paid the ultimate sacrifice. They paid it when their loved one joined the service. They paid it when they went to training. They paid it when they got deployed. And they paid it again the day that they learned the true price of freedom, and they've paid it every day since. So please, take a moment today and pay respect to the families of the fallen. And know the strength that was drawn from them by those who went to war, and the strength that we can draw from them today. No one dislikes the concept of war more than those who are tasked with waging it. The difference between the warrior and the pacifist is that the warrior understands one thing. For evil to succeed, all that is required is for good men to do nothing. It is this understanding that keeps us safe, free, and has secured the blessings of liberty. The American warrior is possibly the most relevant figure in history, and so we honor them all today, while the pacifist gets no such honor, glory, or even relevance. During this nation's history, we've lost roughly 1.37 million of our best in a theater of operation. Millions more died while wearing the uniform during peacetime. We honor them all equally today. What they did for us was hard, demanding work, and we owe them the same. We need to remember. Remember why they fought. Remember what they fought for, and then make sure that their sacrifice wasn't in vain. We must work to protect that which they believed worth dying for. That is the most difficult way in which we can properly honor our fallen, but it is the most rewarding and satisfying. When their memory is being soiled and their brothers and sisters in arms still among us come under attack, we must rise up. We must not be neglectful in this obligation. They went to great lengths to defend and protect us from harm, and we have a duty to do the same for them. In 2006, Lieutenant Colonel Randolph C. White, Jr. was giving a speech to a graduating infantryman class. He said, "These men are special for many reasons, but the fact that they stood up and said, 'Send me,' at a time of war speaks volumes as to their character." He would go on to say that, "I, for one, will never, ever apologize for being an American, and don't you ever feel you have to. We're not perfect, but I can think of no place better. And we didn't become the great country that we are by accident. We earned it. And while we were at it, we kept and continue to keep a large portion of the world free. American blood and sacrifice is the indisputable part of the world equation." This is the legacy of those who kissed and hugged their families goodbye for the last time and then went off to faraway lands. Many of us who came back only did so because of the actions of those great people. My grandfather was one of them. He came home because of a man named Facundus, who paid the ultimate sacrifice in an assault on a machine gun position while coming to the aid of the Marines in the Chosin Reservoir. His actions saved untold soldiers that day, and many of you have similar stories. Share them. We need to know. We want to know. It is said that to get his forces prepared to face the forces of evil, God sends them to Earth to serve in the United States military. And when their training is complete, he calls them home to once again stand guard and protect us from evil. So today, we honor such greatness. For all of those that we have lost in the Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, Marines, Navy, Guard, Reserve, and all of the others who worked in the shadows, we look to the sky today with full confidence that they are still keeping watch over us. Today and every day, honor them, remember them, and love them. God bless America.